everybody. Welcome to Yeah But Still. We are bringing back a classic lineup that honestly... Oh, wow, Brandon. Okay,
oh,
distraction mode.
There we go. There we go.
You're throwing me off here.
There we go.
Is that casting couch HD?
I don't know how we haven't done this yet. I'm live from the casting couch.
You're okay. Yeah, the Zoom. We are recording on Zoom, obviously, as all podcasts are. Brandon just switched his virtual background to the casting couch. With us today, we have two guests who everybody's probably familiar with at this point. We have Jamel Johnson and Johnny Wardell. Welcome back, fellas.
Yumpty, hello, Hamdi. Good morning.
You guys look like
back
you have
in the stew.
Jamel, you got a PS4 controller.
Best friend and my cousin.
What'd you say, Johnny?
I said you got a PS4 controller and a gallon of soft soap behind you.
Yeah, yeah. You know exactly what time it is around here.
The PS4 controller is propped up like it's on display, though.
It's on a charger. I got the dual. Oh, okay. I got the charger, Holmes.
And then what's that? Is it a volcano? What is that behind
that's
it?
That's a volcano and a food saver.
And that's honestly, you said you know exactly... You know exactly what time it is. I've never known less what time it is.
Oh boy!
This gallon of soft soap.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah, what time is that?
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready when they come for me. I know that.
Yeah, I'm very unclear on what time that is. The volcano. I remember from ruining my one semester at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Absolutely. Shouts out to Michael Foodie.
Michael Foodie blessed me with the volcano.
This is that volcano.
Johnny.
Bequeathed.
Johnny, you're in the Santa Monica abode?
That's right. I'm in a Santa Monica bungalow here. Steps away from the beach. And Brandon, I appreciate you rocking the casting couch because America loves amateurs, whether that be pornography or otherwise.
Have y'all seen the new casting couch? Y'all seen it's like casting / couch HD or some shit?
No.
What are they?
Oh, we've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, what do you got to talk about? What is this?
They downgraded the couch?
Yeah, it's just like a flat. It's just like a white leather. It's
It doesn't have a back.
Yeah, no back on it. It's like a couch from the furniture store in the mall.
It's a casting day bed.
Casting futon.
Yeah, casting laid down futon. .net.
I would call it a day bed. Is what it really is. It's a day bed.
It's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand what happened to the budget.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, this is ridiculous. It's really just a bed at this point. It's not really.
Are you guys familiar with Trickery?
Hmm?
The porn series Trickery?
No, it doesn't sound very
Brandon,
woke, though.
I'm just going to take a guess. Is this people getting stuck either in the kitchen sink, underneath the living room coffee table, maybe sometimes in the dryer?
No, so this is unrelated to the stuck under the table genre that we know and love. We've discussed this in the past, and I'm down to discuss it more. But Trickery... This is a whole nother playing field, right? Jamel, Jack, Johnny, are any of you familiar with Trickery?
No, it doesn't sound good to me.
Something? What is this?
So it's which
it doesn't
the Riddler,
sound like a good sexual premise.
I do want to talk about R.I.P. Joel Schumacher. Please stream The Riddler by Method Man, a song from the Batman Forever soundtrack. Listened to that today. In tribute to Joel Schumacher.
I don't know if that's a eulogy he would be happy with.
I mean, he commissioned the song.
Especially
he directed the movie.
I think I'm speaking more to the eulogy taking place within mid-sentence discussing the Trickery porno series.
Oh, yes.
Pausing for the moment of silence for this man.
You know, tributes can come in many forms, Jack. So Trickery... is a porn series where these are scripted, obviously, you know, but somebody is tricked, quote unquote, tricked into having sex.
I don't know about
that. Yeah, I know it sounds messy, but you know, I was introduced to this series recently.
By who?
And
who introduced you?
It doesn't matter.
There's a person introduced you to chicory.
Porno is bad in general. Porno is like slight libertarian. It's like weird and sort of bad.
No, there's always a lot of like weird power dynamics at play where it's like, oh, my car's broken. And then a guy's like, I'll fix your car for a price, you know. Mm-hmm. And the price is oftentimes him having sex.
Coitus. Yes.
But trickery, the one I watched, right? This is a it's a great series. This one, it's a neighbor. It's a girl next door. Right. She goes up to this father. He's a married man with kids. Right.
It happens.
And she's like, oh, my parents are away. It was just my 18th birthday. I really want to have sex with you. And he's like, what? What the hell? I'm married and I have kids and you're friends with my daughter and I'm friends with your father. This simply won't do. This simply cannot happen. This isn't okay. Miss, we can't do this. And she's like, yeah, okay, if you insist. And then she walks around the corner. She's behind a bush. He picks up the phone. He's on the phone. He's like,
911?
Ah, man. Oh, he's like,
please help
he's
me.
Like, oh, I owe you $10,000. I don't even have $10,000. Come on, man. Like, you know, I have a gambling problem. This is no, I'm so stressed out. I owe this guy $10,000. What the hell? And then he goes back inside. Cut two. She knocks on his door. Knock, knock, knock. He opens it up, right? It's the girl next door that we met earlier. And she's like, hey, you know, I didn't mean to eavesdrop or anything, but I couldn't help but overhear your phone call. And I heard that you had some gambling debts that need to be paid. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And she pulls out a wad of cash.
What?
What?
She pulls out $10,000.
Nah. See, I'm with Jack. I'm calling the cops off rip.
Yeah.
If a teen try to fuck me, I'm calling the cops off rip.
That's very smart in a post.
This is an absurd
world,
premise.
Jamel.
An 18-year-old offering, like, paying a dad $10,000 to fuck her. Like, please.
Yeah, so this 18-year-old girl pulls out $10,000 and is like, please fuck me. And he's like, well, I do have to pay off this gambling debt. So I, you know, my hands are tied. I might as well. And then that's when the trickery logo comes up. And then he gets to business. But like, it didn't, I kind of felt like
that's
it
not
wasn't
a real
really
trick.
A trick.
No, that's not a trick.
I feel like
that's really just like a like, good situation for him. That's an ideal.
Yeah, this really,
like
this is not trickery.
No,
she's paying this man to have sex with her, and in turn he's able to pay off his gambling debt.
Yeah, that's just,
and
she's being really nice,
you know. I don't mean to be a well actually guy right now, but that's not trickery.
I mean, yeah, like after they have sex, he's gonna be like, oh, you tricked me by giving me all that money.
Bang,
and
Bang
sex.
Bros was trickery.
Yeah,
they were
Bang
throwing
Bros
bitches out of moving vans. This lady just gave him 10 racks. Does he get the money at the end?
10 racks. No, he gets the money beforehand. Honestly, if he was really alpha, he would have taken the money, slammed the door, and been like, listen, bitch, I'm married.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And it's an important note. Brandon, one thing I did want to ask, this is bringing up a lot of questions. Does trickery have a really catchy jingle? I mean, if you're going to be a popular porn channel, you got to have something like, I think it's, you know, Pornhub has the choo-choo-choo.
Oh, yeah, that Pornhub community.
Yes.
They have a jingle?
There's no jingle for trickery. It's just kind of a cold open.
Straight through, no hook.
no hook. They go cold open mode.
100 bars.
it's nothing. It's nothing but bars on trickery.
Is this something that you need to access via premium? Because I think this is a good moment to remind everybody that Pornhub Premium is still free here in the time of COVID.
Is it still free for everyone?
It's still free
the whole time.
Yeah.
What? Damn, I canceled my whole shit. I did it just for a week.
I mean, I got grandfathered in. I got the
That's
free
love.
I got a I got a free 10-year Pornhub premium subscription in 2016. Sort of a, you know, one of the benefits of mild clout, right? Pornhub, they offered me a 10-year subscription.
10 years.
Like always a 10-year Pornhub premium subscription.
No way. Like, that's a mind fuck.
No, I know, because it's not even a lifetime. It's 10 years.
Like, wait, how old? 2016. So how old were you then?
I was 23.
23.
When I got this,
you got a lot of miles. You got a lot of miles out of it early.
It's kind of a mind fuck because you think about like how old you're going to be when it finishes. That's like, you know, getting a pet turtle because live so long, and you're like, damn, dude, I'm going to be 80 when that turtle dies. I don't know about that.
I was literally just thinking about this because when I'm on Pornhub Premium, there's like a thing at the bottom that says like it reminds you like your subscription ends in like however many thousand days, right?
What?
And I was thinking about it. Yeah.
That's nuts.
And I was thinking about it because I was like, I'm thinking about like 10 years from now, maybe things don't work out.
Yeah.
Maybe things don't work out. And then I'm on the phone with Pornhub like, hey, listen, I was a mildly successful comedian 10 years ago. I'm back in my parents' basement in Fairfax, Virginia. And you don't understand. I need this now more than ever.
Well, if you're at that point, you're not really going to want to touch yourself till you're back on your feet, man. No jerking off.
No, that's true. I might be in down bad, like too bad to jack it.
10 years.
There's plenty of examples of mainstream actors, actresses going into the adult industry, you know?
Oh, wait, what are we? Oh, I'm not talking about joining the industry. I'm just talking about upgrading my, renewing my subscription.
No,
being down on your luck and maybe, you know, going for a quick cash grab, you know, former comic, once starred on Curb.
Brandon would fuck on camera if he was broke enough.
No. I would take a non-speaking role. I would take a non-nude role in the porn.
I'd do some sketchy ass amateur shit with
I'd
a
be
ski
the,
mask on.
I'd be the husband like, hey, come on, man.
Dude, one of my friends has been an extra in porn before.
What's up?
One of my friends revealed to me recently that he was an extra in a porn. He was like, I'm not going to reveal this person's
extra?
Name. Yeah, he was just like, in some weird like public sex thing, they were like shooting it at a bunch of parties near where he worked. I don't want to say who it is. I don't know if he wants me to, if this is like a claim to fame, but also the funny thing is that he doesn't know where the videos are. He's been in a bunch. He's like, yeah, man, it was crazy. They would throw parties and like people would have, they'd film it. They like needed people to be like partying. So like there's definitely porns where I'm like drinking a PBR in the background. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I guarantee you that pays more than extra work in network TV shows.
Dude, he knew so little about this. I wanted, like, we tried to find it and he didn't even know the first thing. So it's just funny to know that, like, there's multiple videos, porn videos, where he's drinking a beer in the background. Like, imagine if you stumbled across that in your own personal viewing and you see yourself sipping a beer in the background of the porn you're watching.
Oh, those you're jacking off to.
Yeah.
I mean, those college party genre is a very popular category. But it's funny you said that, Jack, because I actually just recently came across one that was filmed at my gym, the LA Fitness in Playa Vista.
No way.
Whoa,
you think legally?
Yes.
Legally?
You know, fellas, it's interesting we're on this
on
topic
the equipment?
Because...
Wait, we can't just like gloss past that. You can't tell me that there was a pornog filmed at your gym and then just be like, all right, let's move it along.
Yeah,
I need to know. Are they
directly,
on the equipment?
Yeah, it's directly across the street from Loyola Marymount University. The actress is on the stair climber. A young man compliments her on her form and her assets. She's reciprocates. They eventually move into the locker room area, and then eventually take it to there's a pool outside, and then finally to the parking lot.
That's insane that they rented that out. The gym did.
No, they didn't.
Oh, this is wait, really?
100%.
This is rogue.
Yeah.
No way.
They went rogue on this?
Have you confirmed?
They did. Yeah, they did one at the Glendale Y one time. It's a bunch of naked old Armenian dudes in the background.
Dude, they did one recently at the Santa Monica Library, and it was like a big controversy. Did you see that, Johnny?
No, but shout out to Oregon State, Kendra Sutherland. We're talking about library babes. Come on, that's elite.
Go
yes,
Beavers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Oregon I mean, State, FTV girls, they've got I a mean, lot of in public stuff.
Let's just say.
Pac-10, is Pac-12 the best broods?
I mean, Corvallis, they also have Sarah Jean Underwood.
Oh, wow.
That's elite.
Formerly of G4's Attack of the Show.
You know, while we're on the topic of gyms being repurposed, I don't know if I've mentioned this tidbit on the show before, but the first gym I belonged to as a young man, in Wicker Park, Chicago, was previously the Real World House, Real World Chicago.
Okay.
And that season is the only real famous scene from that is that 9/11 happens in that season, and they have this like big 9/11 moment on the staircase, like where you walk into the gym. So unfortunately, when I was every time I went to go work out and pump the iron, I was reminded of that scene when I would walk into the door. So there's that was immediately my mood when I was going to go work out. It was impossible to get in the zone because I instantly thought of the Real World cast dealing with 9/11.
That's pretty wild, man. Yeah. I actually I used to do some projects for a ad agency in Seattle on Capitol Hill that was a former Real World house as well.
Really?
Yeah, outrageous, man.
I need to look up to see what this looks like too.
Wait, is this when you were working on those T-Mobile ads with Carly Folks?
Oh, damn. Yeah, see, Brandon was very interested in my time working with Carly, Canada's greatest export, along with maple syrup and Canadian bacon. Well, we've gone into this road of talking about gym memberships and adult film. But I mean, it's one of those things where I would share my gym membership card with any of my buddies. What would it take, though, to share your Brazzers password?
Oh, boy.
$50?
I mean,
yeah, I mean, not
much. Put some
much.
Money on it. Yeah, throw some dollars at it.
I'd say,
maybe 100.
I mean, if you're a close associate, that's pro bono work. That's, you know.
But that's a peek behind the curtain into your own preferences.
I mean, dude, I don't know. I'm a no account type of person. I think I was even offered that premium account and I turned it down. It just goes against my nature. We've discussed this.
Why would you turn it down?
It just feels like a paper trail I don't need. I'm old school.
They do They got some throwback pornos I think you might like, Jack. They got some VHS type. They got some Betamax shit on there.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like that's right up your alley.
They have like the back catalog on there?
Yeah, yeah. You could get deep. You could get deep.
Like
remember
the Criterion? The Criterion
the
app?
Ass boxes? Yeah.
And dig into the Disney vault. You know?
Yeah.
I will say some of the new... Sometimes you get on Pornhub Premium... And there's a lot of shit on there where you're like, oh, this is 2HD.
Oh, sure.
Right? Where you're like,
yeah.
Oh, this is a level of crisp I was not planning on.
I wasn't ready for 4K. I'm seeing like pores. I don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the pores. I could see razor bumps. No, thank you. Like sweat. I could see the sweat coming out of a pore. That was like,
yes.
When I got my new TV, I like got a big upgrade on the TV. And it was just like, it was 2HD at first for the same exact reason. I could like see acne in the actors for like certain shows.
Oh, I mean, and you don't want to watch like MSNBC in 4K.
No, I'm seeing like freaking Lawrence O'Donnell's like wrinkle lines through his makeup or whatever. I'm just like Chris Matthews.
How evil them niggas is. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need. It's just like two. It's like when you're on mushrooms and your vision's enhanced a little too much. And you could like, it's hard to look somebody in the eyes. You're seeing too much.
Oh yeah, you're seeing textures.
Yeah, you're not meant to see.
Yeah, Chris Matthews is looking at you
a little too sharp, looking through you.
Yeah,
his eyes following you around the room.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell y'all about the time I met Carter Cruz? Have I said that on this show?
Ooh.
Oh no. We haven't talked about this.
Yeah, I was on her Snapchat one time because I was at Brouhaha, and I was wearing an old Liverpool jersey. Follow me at Soccer Niggas on Twitter, and it was so the '70s Liverpool sponsor was Hitachi, because Hitachi makes more than just vibrators, gang. They've made TVs. They was the shit back in the day. They had the whole And so whatever, I'm wearing this, and I didn't know who she was. I'm just in the backyard, and she was like, "Yo, where the fuck did you get that?" And I was like, "I don't know, World Soccer Shop, nigga. I don't, whatever." And she's like, "Yo, you're nuts. What the fuck? Can I take a picture?" And I'm like, "Yo, I know that, but they do also do TV." But it was like too late to explain. She takes a picture, and then the next day, one of the homies hit me up and was like, "Yo, what are you doing on this porn star's Snapchat?" And I'm like, "Nigga, what are you doing?"
Exactly. Dude, also, goddamn. I had no idea about the soccer account, and I don't even think I knew that you were a fan, Jamel.
Oh, hell yeah. I got
what soccer account?
I don't think I can repeat it. Is it still on Twitter? It's low-key.
Oh, no, I know it. I was asking if Jack...
Yeah, I'm a fan, and it really only jumps off when it's World Cup time, but I got the white homie Donnie. Shout out Donnie Sangstack, the head writer at Soccer Niggas. It's beautiful because he can't tell anybody. He can never say it. But
yeah, what account he runs. Yeah, fully, Brandon tried to get me to say it a little bit ago. Talk about trickery.
Yeah, nah. You know, you just think trickery. A little... you better hold that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you can't... You've got him in a real corner.
Yeah, I know. If it ever comes out, I could ruin his life with this.
Yeah. What Twitter account do you run, Donnie? What's the account exactly?
Nah, I would let it go to court. I would let it go all the way to the Supreme Court. Then I would be like, "All right, it was me, my bad."
Also, just like the way, you know, imagine getting in trouble for that, and it's just a soccer account too. It's like the worst way to get canceled for racism.
Yeah, it's just tweets about it's like raining in Everton.
Yeah.
Both of the Jimmys are really on trial. I mean, Fallon did a whole apology episode.
Did he?
But now Kimmel's kind of getting... Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but it starts off with like, "Hey, welcome to the Tonight Show. Tonight's episode is a little bit different. I'd like to apologize for something I did in the year 2000. And then he like brings on like the president of the NAACP.
He brought Ben T. Jealous on.
Yeah, it's it's wild. Now Kimmel's in trouble for the... Kimmel did it way more.
They finally got him for Karl Malone.
They finally got him for Karl Malone.
He was really trying to act like he didn't do Karl Malone.
I know, bro. And he had Karl Malone on the show before.
He apologizes as Karl Malone.
He did.
Malone's from the fucking woods, dude. Karl Malone's from fucking inside your ass, Louisiana.
he
didn't care.
He drives a semi tractor trailer like for fun.
Oh yeah, what?
Really?
What was the Karl Malone? Karl Malone committed a crime, right?
Huh?
I think he might have maybe pulled a slight D'Elia.
Okay.
Like back in the 80s, like he was fucking like fucking like a high schooler in like 84 or some shit.
Okay,
but this is 84.
Yeah, yeah.
LL Cool J is literally rapping about picking bitches up out of high school.
Oh my god.
You put me onto that CD. Yeah. You put me onto that Mace song.
Oh yeah.
That, I need to be. Bro. Do you know about this, Jack?
No.
Oh,
there's some
God.
Mace song where there's like an entire interlude where he's like, "Yeah, I went to the, you know, like, I didn't know, you know, that girl you told me she was 19, she was not 19, bro. She was not 19. And then
Word?
His friend's like, "How'd you find out?" And he's like, "I followed her to school."
Yeah, that's how I know. And I was like, "Whoa."
I followed her in my car and she was driving to high school.
That came out in 98 and that album went platinum. Harlem World went even double platinum.
I mean, who's the last man to go platinum with a Phoebophilia?
I mean, dude, the 50s was pedophilia platinum. Platinum with songs that were just like, you're 13 and you're my wife.
Oh, yeah, that old ditty?
Yeah.
That old classic?
They're all like that.
Yeah.
Knocker. All the songs.
I was thinking about, I'm thinking about getting on Twitter this week and being like, hey, listen, just posting the like Wikipedia page for aphibophilia, just posting the definition of aphibophilia and being like, hey, all of you people calling Chris D'Elia pedophiles need to read a fucking dictionary.
Yeah.
And then just like, you know, just like speak out.
Yeah. Or just start defending him in general. Be like, I'm really fucking sick of seeing you guys call him a pedophile. Maybe like four posts in the thread, that's when you'd be like, use the right word. It's ignorant.
Yeah, that's when, words matter.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, what were we talking about before I brought up D'Elia? You were talking about, that Mace song.
Yeah, him and Cardan.
Mace featuring Chris D'Elia.
And the song, it's never really resolved. I don't know whose side I'm on when I listen to the whole song either.
Oh, there's a plot. There's some trickery?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There was some trickery. That song is about...
I mean, should we play this song?
That song is about classic trickery.
Is it worth playing the song or is it no?
Oh, it actually is worth playing the song.
It's trickery.biz. It's pretty...
What's it called?
It's always... Yeah. It's always what I think about too when Mace was like arguing with Diddy online about his publishing.
What's the name of the song?
I need to be.
Okay.
I need to be. Yeah. Mace. Share that. Share
shouts
that
out
screen.
To Monifa.
Standby.
Monifa and Cardan, if you're listening, hit holler at us.
Okay. Hang on. Let me find this.
By the way, while you're finding the song, I do want to bring up something very. Oh, something wild about the D'Elia stuff. I don't know if you saw the LA Times article, but there was one point where he was like, he was having a conversation with a girl. It was going well. She was reciprocating. He was like, hey, like, I'd love for you to suck my dick. And then she was like, yeah, absolutely. That sounds awesome. And then a couple months pass and he texts her, can you suck my friend?
What? The switcheroo?
Like things are going well. Things are like he's in there. He's in there. He could have like legal consensual sex. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, can you suck my friend? And she's like, what? No. And then he's like, what the fuck? My friend drove to you. And now that's how you get in the LA Times. You know,
wait,
he could have just had sex. And instead he was like, can you suck my friend? His friend didn't get sucked. And now he's in the LA Times.
Wait, his friend drove where? What?
To like Encino.
Wait, his friend drove on. His friend pulled
to Encino from Sherman Oaks. Like, where the fuck did this thing come from?
Let's back it up though.
His friend drove without any confirmation.
I mean, dude,
Chris D'Elia sent the "Can you suck my friend?" text, and then all of a sudden, his friend was on his way.
Dude,
that friend—that's a bad friend.
That's
I'm
just
giving
like
both of them guys demerits.
That's like you're in a bad place in general when you're having that conversation with your friend. Like, what are you doing today? Be like, not much. Oh wait, dude, yo, I might be able to get you a blowjob if you want to take a road trip. I can't confirm it, and I'm not gonna tell you who it is.
On adults going like, on fucking nut treasure hunts.
Yeah, no, this is bad news.
This is
stupid. It's
man.
The times need to change. But yeah,
bad news. Oh yeah, let's play this Mace song. I want to hear this.
Yeah,
Mace
enough
song.
Enough of the aphibophilia. Let's pivot to this the aphibophilia rap. You know, a slightly better topic. Here we go. I'm pulling it up, folks.
Yo, Cardan, come here. Let me
you got it?
Yo,
what up, dawg?
Remember that girl you said was 19, son?
Yeah, I remember that.
She was not 19.
Word?
She is.
Word?
I followed her to school. That's how I know, nigga. I followed her to school. You know.
Dog,
I don't be into that.
She showed me some ID, nigga.
Niggas go to jail for that. So you're not a regular nigga right now.
I know.
My friend ain't wanna give me the pussy. You wanna know what that bitch said to me?
What happened?
I
city. First time you try to take a girl virginity. And through the bullshit, you lost
your
identity. Lost your cool. You ain't
but
know
maybe
what to tell all your niggas at school. I had
he's also in high school.
Like, did he fuck her yet? Asked her, did he touch a bra? When I say nah, they say ah.
Oh.
So tomorrow, you have pressure to undress her. But the more I caress her, more I feel like a molester. So
oh, what? No. Pause. Pause that. Pause that.
Wait, maybe we should read these lyrics.
We're right here. The more I caress her, more I feel like a molester.
The more that's not.
So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget this man is a minister.
Yeah, he's a minister now. Maybe that's for the best.
He's a minister now.
He gave his life to Christ. He came back though. He came back to Murder Mace. He's actually back.
Really?
On this bullshit.
Welcome back. Wow. Absolutely, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, part two.
Yeah, he found God and lost him.
Yeah. Somewhere in the middle of somewhere around the third verse of this song, he lost him.
Got I don't know about this song. I'm reading some of these lyrics.
Yeah.
Highly questionable.
It's for sure not, it's not the best.
Yeah.
when I think of Mace, I like to think of the Rugrats soundtrack before I immediately throw
oh,
this
Oh, I
one
forgot
also,
that he...
A much better song,
he,
in my
he was
opinion.
On the Rugrats... Rugrats soundtrack after this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They list like
this
they got
how he got the job.
He got approved. Yeah, that he did get the job in a way from this song, at least from the album. That's crazy.
I mean, and to loop it all back, I will say Chris D'Elia did call his podcast fans babies.
Okay. When did he call? Was that in that clip that you were sending me that everybody's talking about?
Oh, the one where he like finds out that you can screen record Snapchats,
dude. That's one of the
he
funniest
clips
I've ever seen.
Watch his soul like leave his body.
Very good.
It's like three people having a conversation, and he's just like listening in. It's a for some reason a shot of just him. I think he's the guest on whatever podcast it is, and they're you know, the funny thing is that
Jamel?
Snapchats. Yeah. Oh yeah, they're talking about like this teacher got busted for having sex with somebody that was underage. They caught him with Snapchat.
Tell me exactly. What happened?
Yeah. So can you tell me, can you tell me in detail how they caught him with Snapchat?
No. Yeah, but then he goes, he chimes in. He goes, well, but Snapchats disappear, right? And they're like,
yes.
No.
No, teens like, are really good at capturing them.
No, they you can screen record and, you know, this and this. And then you watch him, like his eyes just go like
bulge.
Soul leaves body. He's completely... dissociating, and then like the rest of the clip they keep the rest of the guys keep talking, and he's like he's barely forming sentences. He's just like that's crazy. Snapchat she shouldn't be, that's weird that a teacher did 15 Snapchat.
Wait, can we pull that up? Why don't you send it to me, Brandon?
Honestly, yeah, we should just like pull up that clip, even though it's like I'm sure everybody's seen it at this point, but
I
like,
mean
it is worth pulling up. I will say the last correspondence I had with Chris D'Elia was about this podcast in April.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean he almost came on.
Cuz he publicly was like, "Oh yeah, those guys are cool." And like I always thought he was funny. And so
yeah,
you know, I messaged him, and this shit right now.
I got it. I mean,
oh, you got it.
Yeah. I mean, he's a big comedian. We're gonna have him on. I really don't know anything about him in the first place. Now, maybe not.
I mean,
maybe not.
Napkins. Now's a better time than ever to have.
Yeah,
him.
Now is a must
we
get.
Definitely get
come
him.
On.
We
now,
can definitely
now
get
we've
him.
Got now we've got a scoop.
Yeah.
Now we've got a scoop, Jack. I know, Jack. I know you like going journalist mode.
I don't know if I want to cover this story.
Yeah, you like going journalist mode, buddy. And we got a scoop. Okay, I've got a. This is one DM away.
Calling all cars. All right,
wait.
Calling all cars. All
right, here's the clip.
Oh, yeah, this incredible clip.
Here. But here's the thing. She sent it through Snapchat. Why does she have her student Snapchat?
Yeah, well, that's weird, yeah.
Let me see her body.
Dude, if I'm 15,
that's amazing.
And this history teacher sends me those tits,
yeah,
you'd be stoked.
Very strange to me, though.
It's an odd
it's such
thing.
A weird thing to do.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, she won an award?
Strong core.
She was 2014 core. Miss Kentucky.
That's a strong core.
Miss Kentucky is right exactly that right. Competitive.
All right, man. You said that three times.
Yeah, no, I heard you the seventh time, and I ignored it.
It's just a strong core.
Very okay, SpongeBob-ish.
But hold on a second. How did it come out? Like, how did they...
The boy's mother ended up finding it.
Fucking
finding
haters.
It? What do you mean? It the Snapchat goes away, right? How they...
He probably saved it. You can screen record, take screenshots.
Wow.
You got to know that that's going to happen. Some people I do guess, some crazy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, it says teen's parent reportedly found the photos on his phone, which he saved from Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Also, mom, could be in a cock block.
He that's ain't even in the strange. Room with him no more. At this point, no, he's somewhere totally
oh,
else.
Yes. Listen to him right here. He barely says a sentence.
Odd. Why have your student, why have a 15-year-old, why, yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, he sent a picture.
No. All of a sudden, just cannot.
It's just an objectively,
say a thing.
It's a funny video in a vacuum, too. It's just him like. The one eyebrow raise is so funny. He's trying to control it so hard.
He's got a bad poker face.
There's no reason to be confused in hearing that story, unless you're concerned by yourself.
What's funny to me is he's not even interested in talking about the smoke teacher who was 2-time Miss Kentucky. Come on. I mean, that's that's really what... They wanted to talk
that's,
about.
Oh yeah,
to he's
the heart that's true.
He's just worried about the yes. leaked snaps. Well, and hey, Brandon, you right. mentioned that D'Elia called his audience babies. Now that was a derogatory term, but maybe he has a name for his fans, right? And I'm curious, what would be the, what are the name? What's the name of the Yeah But Still fans?
Ooh,
oh, you guys oh. do a great job of connecting with the heads. You know, you respond. Yeah. You've got your fan groups offline, but you know, what is it is a YBS fan called? You know, you've got Jimmy Buffett fans are parrot heads, Bieber fans are believers, Taylor Swift are Swifties. I don't know what is a true head. Is it just a head?
I'd call them a smart person.
I'd call them oh man, wait, this is hard.
You know,
well,
because like
you know,
because like
you
grounded.
Know that I wanted to call this podcast "Jacking Off with Brandon Wardell," because it would be. And Jack was like, "Oh, your name's the only one in that title," but it's like, no, his is the. It leads with Jack.
Yeah, I don't.
No, but it's ing, but the ing.
I don't want to be a verb.
Yeah,
I don't want to appear as a verb.
You want to?
Yeah, I'm a proper.
A noun.
I'm a proper. Proper noun, Brandon. Get it right. Proper noun. I'm very much a proper noun.
Yeah. Wait. So, what would it? The you know maybe the jackoffs.
I'm still. You know,
I'd be willing to leave myself out of it. Leave myself out of it. I'm sort of getting into ego death right now.
You're considering changing the name from Yeah But Still. Which I consider to be a great name. You just want to change it
no,
to
it's a great name.
Change the podcast to The Jackoffs.
No, that's the fans.
No, I'm saying the fans.
Oh, you want to call our fans the Jackoffs?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to call them that.
No, but it's your name.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You don't want that? But it's your name.
I have respect
Jack.
For these people.
What about like the Jack?
I don't even call them fans. I consider them I say listeners, you know? I don't like when people use the word fans.
Right. No, the word fans is maybe brand ambassadors.
Have you ever heard somebody use the word fans that like really shouldn't be using that term?
Oh, all the time.
All
I
the
mean,
time.
It's not. Yeah. These
like
are.
I've seen,
yeah. It's a grossly abused word.
It's like, wait, all right, come on. You don't have fans. You have. Maybe a couple horny foreign dudes that follow you on Instagram. That's mostly where I'll see it.
People that will like check in on Instagram and be like, hey guys, I know it's been a while.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, this is not, I don't know if anybody was really that invested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the hardos down there at the Augusta. National Masters Tournament. They called everybody the patrons. You're a patron when you enter the gates. You're not a fan. Oh, you're not a guest.
Oh, we already have. Yeah, our patrons are called alphas.
Yeah, that's good. See? Yeah. There we go.
I got you.
Hey, hold on. Let me add. What state, like, Miss do you guys want to fuck the most? Like, we got Miss Kentucky on the board.
Oh. As a
pedophile, but there's still 49 other states unaccounted for.
I mean, yes. I don't keep track of the tournament. Are you saying that you know?
I'm not familiar at all. Just off of vibe. Just off of feeling.
Off a state alone.
Off the state?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll just run through a few. You know, you've got your Georgia Peach. You've got your Pixie Dumpling. You've got your, you know, Dallas Dumpling. W. Taunts. You've got your Southern Bells. You've got your Dallas Texas. You've got your Texas
Dallas
Buckle.
Debutantes.
Yeah, your Buckle Bunnies down there in Houston.
You just named several Texan categories.
You know, like,
hey, well, Texas is its own country.
I mean, which I don't know. You okay?
Obviously,
you
I'm trying to fuck Miss Houston.
Of course.
Of course, but I think honestly, first state came to mind was something like Montana. I'm trying to fuck Miss Montana.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, cause she's humble.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's well, she's
like yeah.
The reason I would, I mean, you talk about Montana, you talk about some high peaks and some deep valleys, baby.
For sure. Yeah. Everything Johnny just said. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, damn, this
and horse girls, man. I mean,
which, you know,
that's not, you know,
it's a sordid business, but I could get down. I'd fuck a Clydesdale.
Oh, you're not talking about fucking a horse. The question wasn't fucking a horse.
What'd I say? Wait, did I say something different?
You said you'd fuck a Clydesdale.
Look, whatever I said, I
he was like, Johnny opened the floor. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, some of these girls, they're horse girls. And then, Jamel, you were just like, yeah, I'd fuck a horse.
Look, if you said I said it, sure, fine.
I think what he was referring to is, you know, a partner built like a Clydesdale, a partner built like a draft horse, somebody that's going to put in work, somebody that could go on the Oregon Trail that's going to survive that whole journey, that's not going to die.
Yeah, a wide base.
Exactly. Sturdy.
Yes.
Child rearing.
Yeah. You're not knocking Shorty over with a forearm. You're going to have to come with a...
Yes.
You're going to have to pull both mitts out. You feel me?
Yeah, strong core.
Yeah. All core work.
Guys, so, you know, it's funny that we're talking about which states have the hottest babes. And we talk about Montana. But, you know, America has a classic tradition of pageantry. And one of the famous ones from the 90s was JonBenet Ramsey. And that leads us into conspiracies. And there's the conspiracy, one of my favorites, that JonBenet Ramsey is actually very much alive and that she is Katy Perry. But that's not the only conspiracy in the news. Have you heard recently about these fireworks that are going on every night, man? And there's some deep state conspiracy.
Hold up. Before you get to the firework conspiracy theory, you brought up the JonBenet Ramsey, Katy Perry connection. And then I thought that was a clear moment to be like, oh, Katy Perry, one of her most well-known songs, Firework.
Baby, you're a fireworks.
Fireworks are in the news.
Yeah, there we go.
It was a clear pivot, but instead you just kind of brought up the Katy Perry thing
well,
as a non sequitur.
They're both conspiracies.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about babes kissing babes.
Hey, look, you understand. You got to get it how you live, Johnny. The point is, fireworks. In
so,
the news? Question mark?
So, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Brandon.
Guys, fireworks are going off every night. They're keeping folks up, and people are pissed.
Dog, we're all mentally broken because we've been in the house for 4 months. So now any sounds, we think it's a goddamn psyops. Nigga, X-Files is not real.
There's two. Well, Jamel, I do think the X-Files is real, but We'll move on from that for this. I do think, I mean, yeah, that's like people have, I've seen weirder stuff in New York, but in LA people are talking about it. And it's a lot of people that I think are just noticing it for the first time, you know?
But yeah, I will say, every summer, once it gets sort of warm,
yeah,
once people start saying June gloom, people are busting off fireworks in every neighborhood in LA.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, it's worse because everybody's home right now. My theory on this is that my very serious theory is that, I mean, everybody's out of work right now. And so, like, any weird side hustle you could do is going to be up tenfold, booming industries, and selling illegal fireworks is a big side hustle. People Classic. Have all the time in the world to drive out to Las Vegas, buy those mortars, bring them back here, and sell them on Facebook Marketplace, pretending it's a PS4 game. You know,
America is insane. Oh, just the fact that you can drive to another state and get bombs.
Yeah. Right? I mean,
well, Jamel, you can on the illegal fireworks Craigslist post, Jack.
Oh,
Jamel,
so many.
You go two birds with one stone. You could go get Miss Montana, and then go out to the reservations in Montana and get yourself some loaded up on some some military grade fireworks.
I want a fucking bushel of M80s and a fat butt lady on a horse.
I mean, also, what else is there to do? You know, there's not much to do, especially for a teen. Blow stuff up. That's all I was doing back then. You know,
I mean, you could fuck Chris D'Elia.
That was a thing you could do.
And now that's off the table. So now they got to light off fireworks.
They really got nothing to do. That's why.
All the
that's
teens.
Why they're blowing up so many fireworks.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
they locked my man up, and now these teens, what are they gonna do?
Yeah.
What do they have left?
Yeah, so Brandon, it's funny you say, you know, Chris D'Elia, he's you know, temporarily canceled. And speaking of something else that has been in the news about being moderated these days, Looney Tunes, man, they're bringing it back, but it's not the same one you remember as a kid. No. They're editing out a lot of it. There'll be no more.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's an exit plan. I mean, Louis got out.
Everybody gets out.
Very good. But I don't know if Chris really has a pivot here.
Wait, what? We're still talking about Chris?
Ban on Twitter.
You're still talking about Chris D'Elia?
I mean, we got to change. We got to stop using the... I think, like, we need a new word because there needs to be new... there needs to be different tiers of getting quote-unquote canceled.
That's why I hesitated to say it, yeah.
Because there's... In the same week that, like, Chris D'Elia got, like, quote-unquote canceled for, like, you know, being predatory with these teens, searching his name on Twitter... And then just like DMing girls that were like, Chris D'Elia rocks. And then being like, hey, will you fuck me? Do you want to see my cock?
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
Well, actually, he wasn't even saying, do you want to see my cock? That's what I meant to talk about this earlier. It's very funny how so much of these messages, he's like, do you want to make out? Do you want to cuddle?
I'm so sad. Like, will you come over and give me a hug?
Put
he's
in the door.
Literally like, he's like a, he's not even alpha with the shit, you know? He's like,
he's running game on children, Brandon. It's terrible.
You know, I mean, maybe I'd respect it more if he was a little more alpha in the approach. And that's the real problem here.
Maybe you could teach him a couple things about talking to teens, Brandon.
But Looney Tunes. Yeah, right. It's back.
Yeah, wait. Well, he tried to pivot. He was mid-sentence.
Yeah, that
like,
was on me,
wait,
my bad.
Wait, I want to defend Chris what? D'Elia a little bit.
Yeah, my bad.
You tried to pivot okay. away, and you're okay. like, wait. You know, one more thing about why what he did wasn't that bad.
No.
You were telling us something about Sylvester the Cat.
What he did was bad.
Often when you think about the classic To Catch a Predator, what do these guys show up with? They show up with some, you know, Smirnoff Ice, some condoms, and almost every time a DVD of Looney Tunes because they're preying on children. And but I tell you what, guys,
To Catch a Predator, they were never coming up. They were never coming to the house with the Looney Tunes. With the Looney Tunes golden
version,
Looney Tunes golden collection, with the Whoopi Goldberg intros. With the Whoopi Goldberg intros where she's like, listen, the cartoon you're about to see is racist. But this was a different time. They've got those fucking box sets with the Whoopi Goldberg intros.
Dude.
I forgot
honestly,
about those.
That feels more racist to have to ask Whoopi Goldberg to do that. Like, hey.
Man, Whoopi was on some other shit in the 90s, though. This was when, Whoopi was letting a lot of shit slide.
What else? Oh, yeah, Ted Danson did blackface at her, that roast.
Yeah.
I remember
Oh, my God.
I think, Jack, you were like, didn't Ted Danson do blackface at their wedding? And I was like, that was not the event. That was not the event. earlier I was going to say, we'll loop back to Looney Tunes in a second, but the Jimmy Kimmel thing that we were talking about like an hour ago, he had Carl Malone on the show, but he also had Oprah Winfrey on the show, and he used to have a recurring segment on The Man Show called Oprah Jimfrey, where it was blackface and a fat suit, and he was playing Oprah, and every time, like, Oprah Jimfrey. You can look into this Oprah Jimfrey on YouTube. Yeah, and he's had Oprah on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and so every time he's had Oprah on Jimmy Kimmel Live, he's had Carl Malone on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and every time I wonder, like during the commercial break, are they ever like, yeah, so about that Comedy Central show, man.
Bro, I don't see anything. I have seen no results for Oprah Jimfrey.
Oprah Jimfrey is real.
Scrubbed from the internet.
Did you make this up, Brandon?
No. Oprah Jimfrey, bro.
Does this belong on the chart of truth?
Search Oprah Jimfrey. Search Jimmy Kimmel Oprah Man Show, and you'll see the pictures. It's the first thing. Oprah Jimfrey is
okay,
real.
Okay, there it is. All right.
Yeah, Oprah Jimfrey
is real. For a second,
I
thought we were going
to
chart of truth.
We need a shout out to Jamel right now.
Where the fuck was Adam Carolla when this shit was going on? Why he let this shit slide, bro?
Dude,
Adam Carolla is way more racist than Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, isn't he worse?
Adam Carolla is a libertarian. Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel has got his own atoned.
Adam Carolla, porno racist.
Oh, well, I didn't find it because he spells Jim as J-I-M. I was spelling it like go to the gym.
No, Jim like his name.
Oh
yeah, that's on you.
I mean, The premise is that she's working out.
So Looney Tunes.
We'll get into the tunes. I would be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, one of my fondest memories coming up as a young wrestling fan and in watching WCW was seeing Carl Malone and DDP beat Hollywood Hogan and Rodzilla. That's Dennis Rodman. We seem to mention the worm time we're on this pod, which I appreciate.
Yes.
The mailman was a hell of a wrestler, great athlete.
I've got the literature right here. Bad as I want to be, trade paperback.
Let's go.
There it is.
That should look like a Danielle Steele.
There you go, the worm. But, you know, we're here gassing beers and jamming gears, and that's why we'll talk about Looney Tunes. This podcast is a certified Looney Tunes podcast. Disney is for babies. Looney Tunes is much cooler.
Yes. Warner Brothers, they showed those cartoons before movies for adults, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Not adult movies, not like porn.
Dude, I watched Looney Tunes the other day. I watched it on purpose, not on accident. I pulled
no,
up.
No, I'm like.
I went to Apple TV. I searched Looney Tunes and went on Amazon Prime. I might have even bought it, dude. I might have bought a Looney Tunes.
Those Bob Clampett
package.
Shorts, man. The Bob Clampett Looney Tunes shorts. The Tex Avery ones. I would say like half of the Chuck. I mean, a lot of classic Chuck Jones. But I'm still in
there. I need to force this. You giving anything to IP Freeling?
I'll give a little bit to, you know, Frizz feeling.
It's Frizz feeling. That's what that fool's name is.
I need to get the ball moving down the field, boys. I need to get the ball moving down the field, boys. Johnny is trying to say, right, Johnny, that they are removing the guns from Elmer Fudd's character. They took the gun out of Elmer Fudd's hand. I know that's what you're trying to say, Johnny, right?
That's what I'm trying to say. They've taken it out of Yosemite Sam's hands.
Both?
But what I don't know is if they're going to edit out the very blatant sexual assault from Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, I mean, no comment on that yet. Yes. I mean, classic French pervert right there.
I mean, I was in Pepe Le Pew's DMs in April. I was trying to get him on the pod. I was trying to get Pepe Le Pew on the pod, but I am hearing about some allegations that are surfacing regarding Pepe Le Pew.
Is Foghorn Leghorn still a general in the Confederate Army?
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's slight high-key Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, that is. I mean, yeah, Pepe Le Pew was a rapist. Definitely. The premise of every Pepe Le Pew cartoon was like a French skunk tries to have sex with women that don't want to have sex with him.
Yeah. By the way, I'm looking at the new
clips. He never succeeded.
The new Elmer Fudd, he uses a sickle instead of a gun. It's 10 times more terrifying. I mean, him shooting the double barrel shotgun. Yeah, he has a sickle like the Grim Reaper. I mean, yeah, it's just terrifying having him swing that at poor Bugs. I'd much rather him shoot the gun. You know?
Yes.
Yeah,
same.
Much worse.
It was just a net. Why wouldn't they make it a net?
A net, yeah, exactly.
Well, that's cruel and unusual to the poor bunny that gets caught in a net. And I've also heard that the more extreme things, the more outrageous things that Wile E. Coyote would probably be doing to a roadrunner, like something from Acme, would be allowed because it's so outrageous. Although maybe that's why kids are setting off fireworks in the streets.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they'll change the Acme brand should be changed to maybe Blackwater or something in the new version. Would be more accurate. He's getting all sorts of illegal arms. It could be he could use a drone.
Domestic terrorist. That's all. Yeah, just cut.
Absolutely.
He is a domestic terrorist.
Brandon,
Real quick, Brandon,
what's your current relationship with Mike Posner?
I have not checked in with Mike Posner in a while. I know he went on a cross country journey. But
he almost died. He almost died because he got bit by a rattlesnake.
What?
Oh, yeah. You know about this, Jack?
No.
Mike Posner went cross country and he got bit by a rattlesnake?
No, I didn't know that.
By the way, I have like a really good Mike Posner impression, but I never get to do it.
Hey, it's Mike Posner. Hey, what's up? It's me, Mike Posner. Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Mike Posner.
Oh, my God.
I never get to do that.
See the snakes coming? Yeah.
Yeah.
Off. I just got bit by a rattlesnake.
That went into Michael Jackson, maybe, on accident. But, hey, you know, yeah. I can do a good Mike Posner voice, but it's not, it's like, not enough people know about Mike Posner for me to, like, really. I mean, I guess, like, he had a chart topper pretty recently. But like I can't do that in an SNL audition. Mm-mm. Right? I can't be like, "Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Lauren? It's me, Mike Posner."
All you have to do is change his name. All you have to do is make Mike Posner some. It's Billy now.
Oh, now it's a character. Now it's my original character.
Yeah, that's all. That's all that is.
Yeah, but it's pretty good, right?
I was with it. I don't even know what Mike Posner sound like, but I fucked with it.
All right, boys. Well, I think we should wrap this one up for this week. What do you think?
Well, thank you. I'm glad I got a chance to showcase my Mike Posner impression, and I'm glad Johnny brought up the Looney Tunes thing. I do think Pepe Le Pew should apologize. I do think Glenn Quagmire should also apologize while we're on the topic of cartoon perverts. I think
Peter Griffin owe me one too. Remember that one where he beat shit out of Cleveland?
Okay.
Yeah,
we talked about this. We talked about this because I posted that, like, all my close friends, I posted a screenshot, close friends tab, Instagram, posted that fucking on Twitter, the Family Guy Twitter posted a BLM thing, like, Family Guy stands with Black Lives, and then you replied with that clip of Peter Griffin beating Cleveland Brown when he was on the force.
Yeah, oh, man. Wow. That shit was ridiculous. It was, okay, so the deal was Cleveland and Peter are getting into too many hijinks. So now Cleveland's wife doesn't want them hanging out anymore. So they're wearing disguises so they could talk to each other. And one of the disguises, Peter is pulling Cleveland over, and he has to follow through with it so his wife doesn't know it's really him. And this bitch is nowhere in sight, and he just beats the fucking dog shit out of Cleveland for like 2 minutes.
Dude, I thought, who is, I feel like, Brandon, did you repost that or something? Because I've saw,
I just posted I did, the screenshot.
Yeah, the screenshot. I thought the screenshot was fake. I thought it was like some weird twisted fan art type shit, you know?
Oh,
I
no,
know it was real.
That was the last Family Guy I watched. I remember I was like, hi, and I was just like, yeah, let me see what's up. Family Guy. And I sat there, and I was just like, damn, I can't watch this show again.
All right.
Yeah, you were just done with done. Yeah. Also, Cleveland Brown is voiced by a white man.
Which we don't even got it. That's a whole nother podcast, bro.
You know what?
That's a whole nother
episode. I'm going to tie this up nicely. And to Brand's credit, I will say that when you were... how old were you? Maybe 13. You were at the carnival and you saw a Stewie Griffin doll hanging up as one of the prize. You pointed out this is not appropriate. The show is not appropriate.
Not appropriate for kids. I said that on ToonZone.net.
Not appropriate for kids. And
check
now maybe not appropriate for 2020. You know?
Yeah. So we'll Quagmire needs to apologize. Peter Griffin needs to apologize.
All right, everybody. Guys, thanks
any,
for coming
oh,
on.
Any, well, plugs. Plugs for the road.
Yeah, you got any dates coming up, fellas?
Look, just go to JamelJohnson.com and find my stand-up. I'm selling some stand-up on the website. Your boy is on all the streams as well. Just search Jamel Johnson. I am not the one who wrestles for Purdue, and I don't do jazz. I am the third Jamel Johnson, most likely on your Google.
That's right, and if you search Wardell, we are not Wardell Steph Curry. We are not Wardell Gray, the jazz legend. We are not Johnny Wardell, the teenage bodybuilder. In fact, that may be extra problematic if you click on that profile.
Exactly.
I just ask you, I didn't get to ask these guys if they thought that alligator was seafood. We'll save that for the next pod. Shout outs.
Don't count.
Shout outs to, the second triumphant shout out to the Twisted Trio, Thoughty, Nick, and Hiroki. Shout out to the MB man of the people, Bradley Beal, who is better than Donovan Mitchell.
Let's go.
Dom, a shout out because he likes Victor Oladipo and the next gen crusher. That's all I got.
Shout out Jesus. John Wall too, at Airbuds Pod on all the stuff as well. If you like basketball, we're talking hoops over there. Johnny, you should come on sometime. We got to get you on.
All right.
Absolutely. Oh, little baby Deegan and Jamel, I got a business proposition for you. We'll talk off the pod.
My plug is that I don't think the alligator would be considered seafood because a duck is not considered seafood. They're both animals that could live on water or outside of the water. That is my
I agree
case
that
closed.
Reptiles are not seafood.
All right, boys. Great episode. Have a good night, fellas.
Peace.
Night, guys.